The teenage years can be tough, especially on those who support and cheer them on. Navigating the complexities of engaging teens in a meaningful way can be tricky these days. If you find yourself nodding in agreement, you are in just the right place. Here, you'll find the tools and resources you need to support the teens in your life as they discover how to embrace their individual skills, talents, and passions to create a life that surpasses their dreams. You'll hear incredible endeavors where communities empower their youth to have a real impact on the world. This is the Changemaker Teens Podcast with your guide, Linda Johnstone, mother, activist, eternal optimist, and founder of the Changemaker Teens Project. She's passionate about helping you support the teens in your life as you work with them to find lives of direction, purpose, and meaning. Here's Linda.
Hi, everyone. This is Linda, and welcome to the Changemaker Teens Podcast. In our last episode, we talked about how to help your teen use the Changemaker Teens system to create a life that exceeds their wildest dreams. But today, I want to talk about you, the parent that makes it all happen. Parenting is hard, wouldn't you agree? And it doesn't matter how old your kids are. Ask the exhausted parents of a newborn. No, wait. Ask the parents of a toddler. Ask the parents who have three kids in three different levels of Little League. See how easy that is. No, you don't think that's that hard? Okay, well, here's the Holy Grail. Ask the parents of a teenager if parenting is hard. But here's the good news. Once your kids graduate from high school, it's all downhill, right? No, hold on, wait a minute. It's kind of hard figuring out all those college loans and applying for FAFSA, isn't it? What about when their perfectly matched roommate isn't a perfect match? And seriously, you need more money? For what? I just gave you money. Oh, sorry, I'm just reliving some of these things in my own mind. But honestly, when they graduate from college, they're on their own, right? We can stop worrying then. Please tell me I'm right, because I actually have two daughters out there in the big bad world, and I seem to be having a hard time with that too. In fact, my oldest daughter just called me last night to say she's thinking about moving to an apartment in a big city. Yep, a big city. My daughter. What could possibly go wrong with that plan? Well, maybe I'm not handling this that well, but at least my mother didn't have to worry about me until her dying day, right? I mean, yeah, I was an airline pilot for 25 years, but that's pretty safe. And I guess it was during those 9/11 years, but TSA had that all figured out, didn't they? And car accidents only happen to young, inexperienced drivers, right? And pandemics? They don't affect everyone, just the elderly and those that are already sick. Well, the coronavirus seems to invite everybody to join in, but that's probably unusual for a pandemic, I hope. I guess what I'm trying to say is that when we decide to have children, it's for life. I'm not trying to scare anyone, but that's the reality of it. It really is. They may not be standing next to you, or you may not be driving them around in your car anymore, but they never, ever leave you. And most of the time, we wouldn't want it any other way. Did I say most of the time? I guess that's a fair statement, because newborns are exhausting, and toddlers really are a lot of work, and driving one kid around to sports and music lessons and school functions is tiring. But try doing that for two or three or four kids, when they all have to be at different places at the same time. Oh my goodness. And those teenagers, sometimes they rip your heart right out of your chest and stomp on it over and over and over again until you don't even want it back. We all need a break sometimes, an escape. When something isn't working, we all need to know that we can try something else. Even if we have to go all the way back to the beginning with our parenting skills, starting over is something that is always available to us. But like I said, sometimes we need an escape. And that's why we created our Parent Sanctuary. Doesn't that name just make you want to take a deep breath, light a candle, declutter your brain, and close your eyes, even if it's just for a little bit? Well, that's our goal. We've spent so much time and energy trying to help teens and young adults find a life worth living that we sometimes forget about you, the hardworking, stressed out, worried parents of these wonderful kids. So we thought you needed a place of your own. We thought you could use a parent sanctuary. And as part of our sanctuary, we've created a friendly challenge for you. I'm going to ask you a question. Is your relationship with your kids everything you've always wanted it to be? And notice I didn't say your teenagers. I said kids on purpose. You see, the focus of our challenge is about how you interact with your children from the time they can understand what you're saying and doing. So if you have a 3-year-old at home, you're in. If you have a 26-year-old, you're in. If you have a crummy relationship with your 40-year-old daughter who lives halfway around the world, you're in. In for what, you ask? In for the 21-Day Parent Changemaker Challenge. 21 days to a new, improved relationship if you're having issues now. Or 21 days to learn new parenting skills. Skills that have the potential to eliminate or at least significantly reduce issues from happening in the first place. Of course, no relationship is perfect, and it never will be. I mean, we're humans. I feel like I keep saying that as if you didn't know you're human, but it's just to make the point that we all make mistakes. And even if the mistakes you make are huge, there's always the option to take responsibility and try it again. So let me tell you a little bit about the challenge. The foundation for the 21 days is work that was researched and developed by my friend and mentor, Diana Sterling. Diana was a brilliant and passionate personal effectiveness coach who specialized in the parent-teen relationship. You can learn all about her great work in an earlier podcast that I did, so I'm not going to repeat myself here, but I do want to briefly explain what we're trying to accomplish here. Diana wanted to know if parents could use coaching skills to improve their relationships with their teenagers. So she interviewed hundreds of teens to ask them the question, "What do you need from the adults in your lives?" Their answers became the basis for her future work and also became the foundation for a poem that she wrote to demonstrate what teens are looking for from their parents. I want to read you the poem now, and then I'll explain our challenge to you in a minute. So here it is. This is called A Message to Parents. If you respect me, I will hear you. If you listen to me, I will feel understood. If you understand me, I will feel appreciated. If you appreciate me, I will know your support. If you support me as I try new things, I will become responsible. When I am responsible, I will grow to be independent. In my independence, I will respect you and love you all of my life. Isn't that amazing? I don't care how old your kids are. This has to mean something to you if you're a parent. Don't all parents want this for their kids? I'm going to answer for you. Yes, you do. Or you probably wouldn't have had kids to begin with. Okay, so let me tell you about the challenge. We break that poem down into 7 specific requests. Requests that are from the teen to the parent. For example, teens request respect from their parents. They want to be appreciated. They want to be heard and understood. They want responsibility and independence. Do you see where I'm going with this? So the teens have their laundry list of things they want from you, their mom or dad, and it all sounds good to you, but you may be scratching your head a little bit right about now. You may be saying, I want to respect my 10-year-old, but I have no idea how to do that. Or far more likely, you're saying, why should I respect my teen when my teen doesn't show any respect for me or the things I buy him or the house he lives in or yada, yada, yada. Maybe you're saying, I listen to my kid. Why wouldn't she feel heard? Or you may be thinking, I understand what it feels like to break up with a boyfriend. I broke up with a bunch of guys when I was her age. You might even be wondering how to teach your teen responsibility because with the way he's acting now, it doesn't look like he's ever going to be independent. Well, that's why we've created our challenge. We've taken all 7 requests and broken them all down into 7 short lessons or explanations. We tell you why their request is so important, how you can improve on the way you interact with your child in relation to the specific request, and then we give you homework and action steps and exercises to do at home with your kids over the next 3 days. Then we move on to the next request and do the same thing, and so on and so on. Now, of course, we're not saying that you're going to have independent young adults in 21 days, but we are saying that you'll have the tools necessary to work on your relationships, whether you have 10 more years with them at home, or 10 more months, or even 10 more days. These relationship skills are designed to stay with you for a lifetime. You can pull any of them out of your back pocket at a moment's notice if you feel tensions escalating or you feel like storm clouds are brewing. We've all figured out how to tell when a conversation is heading south, right? And here's a little bonus. This stuff works on all relationships. If you and your spouse are having issues, or you and your parents, maybe there's a coworker at work that presses your buttons. Relationships are basically the same, and they all need the same foundation. So while we've created this challenge to be used between a parent and a teen, we won't mind even the tiniest bit if you want to start treating your spouse with more respect, or if you want to really, really listen to what your own mother is trying to say to you. Practice these action steps on everyone, even your 5-year-old. Then sit back and watch the magic happen. All of this is available to you when you become a member of the Changemaker Teens community. But wait, there's more. I've told you that our focus is to help teenagers and young adults find meaning and purpose in their lives, right? But what about you? What about the mothers who didn't pursue a career because they wanted to stay at home and raise their kids? Or the mothers who had a career but gave it all up for the kids? And what about empty nesters? The parents who've been dragging themselves into work to provide a stable home for their kids, but now that they're gone, they can't stand another minute of that misery and they want to make a big life change, but they're not sure what kind of change they want. And here's another example. What about the parents who are ready to retire, but they know that there's so much more they want to do before they sit down in that rocking chair on the front porch? This stuff isn't just for teens. I could go on and on about how useful this program is for all kinds of people and for all ages of people, but you'll just have to wait and see for yourself. Adults in today's world switch careers multiple times throughout their lives, sometimes because they're forced to, but a lot of times it's because they want to. And more, people are refusing to do work that isn't meaningful to them, especially the younger generations. They just won't do it. Which is why we've created our Life Direction After Kids program. You know who you are. If you're looking for a change for whatever reason, come here first. Work through the adult version of our Life Direction and Life Action system and find a life for yourself that surpasses all of your wildest dreams. Forget about your kids for a minute. Think about you. It's what we do in the Parent Sanctuary. And here's one more thing. Sometimes our teens need a little help with big projects like choosing a college or deciding on a career path. We get it. We don't expect them to do all of this on their own, unless, of course, they want to. So we've developed a leader guide for the parents or the teachers or youth group leaders, librarians, anyone who works with teens or young adults on any level. Our leadership guide is a companion document to the Life Direction program, and it's designed to help you help them. It shows you how to help them get the most out of the work they're putting into this. We give you alternate ways to look at questions. We help you prompt them if they're stuck on something. It's just a great way for you to be actively involved with their search for an amazing future. It helps you open up discussions that will get you and your teen talking about really important stuff, life-changing stuff. And it's all available in the Parent Sanctuary. Aren't you feeling better already? We also have interesting articles for you to check out at your leisure. Articles to help you become a better support person in your teen's life, especially if they have a strong desire to become a change maker, if that's how they see their future anyway. Of course, we'll be thrilled with all the change makers we can get. Our kids are going to be the caregivers of our planet. We need them to get involved. Our programs are meant to get the conversation started, and the Parent Sanctuary is meant to support you as you keep the conversation going. So thank you for your participation in this very important job called parenting, and we hope our sanctuary can make your journey just a little bit easier. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening today, and I'll see you next time as we get back into our episodes that take a deeper dive into the 7 requests that our teens have for us. We'll be talking about the 6th way, which is responsibility, and I'll show you how you can teach your teen about responsibility in a way that'll make him crave it even more. I'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Changemaker Teens Podcast with Linda Johnstone. We hope you enjoyed today's show, but more importantly, that you feel inspired and supported to mobilize and ignite a spark in the youth of your community. Please like and subscribe to help others find the podcast too. We want to hear from you. Tell us your story and be part of the community on Facebook and Instagram at Changemaker Teens. To learn more about the Changemaker Teens Project or to help youth truly change the world, visit changemakerteens.com. See you next time.